News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello, good evening, and a very warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories, and unfolding events across the age jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we'll take you on an audio journey, feeling the rhythm of Meghalaya and learning about the rich cultural heritage of Nagaland's indigenous Om tribe.
But first, let's head to Mizoram, where a mass cleanliness drive was conducted to make Aizawl garbage free.
In a major push towards making Aizawl the cleanest city in the country, a mass cleanliness drive was conducted across the capital Aizawl. Individual localities also do take part in these cleanliness and sanitation activities by cleaning their localities. With the combined efforts of the government, NGOs and general public, community garbage are collected and disposed of in designated location. The initiative organized by the Coordination Committee for Aizawl City Cleanliness was a joint venture of State Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation, Aizawl Smart City, Aizawl Municipal Corporation and Central Young Mizo Association, aiming at achieving a garbage-free Aizawl. UDNPA Secretary Lalmal Somapasuo flagged off the drive during a brief ceremony held in front of Vanapa Hall and simultaneously launched the Aizawl City Branch YMA Cleanliness Competition. Speaking on the occasion, Pasuo emphasized that prioritizing cleanliness is an essential aspect of patriotism. He urged the Mizo people to take collective responsibility of caring and upkeeping their land. He also said that cleanliness is an economic asset that enhances the state's value and serves as primary attraction for tourists. The initiative saw widespread participation from various departments and YMA branches despite challenging weather conditions that hampered efforts in several localities. The organizers identified 15 high-priority black spots characterized by heavy waste accumulation, and local YMA branches neighboring these sites conducted community surveys to clean such spots. According to officials, a mass initiative is a key pillar of the comprehensive plan for municipal solid waste management in Aizawl, which aim at making Aizawl the cleanest city in the country and a garbage-free capital. For Northeast Diary, this is Isaac from Akashwani News, Aizawl.
Let's embark on a journey into the rich heritage of the Phom tribe now, an indigenous Naga group nestled in the picturesque landscapes of Nagaland. Immerse yourself in their vibrant traditions and customs as we explore the essence of Phom culture. From the grandeur of Monyu, their flagship festival celebrated with fervor from 1st April to 6th each year, to the enchanting allure of Moha, Mongvum and Pangmo, discovering the tapestry of festivals that adorn the Phom calendar, each offering a unique glimpse into their cultural identity. Nestled predominantly in the Longling district, the Phom community embodies a legacy of resilience and tradition that spans generations. Join us as we delve into the heart of Phom Nagas, uncovering the intricacies of their rituals, folklore, and above all, their way of life.
Nagaland is a state of India, lying in the hills and mountains of the northeastern part of the country. It is one of the smaller states of India. Nearly all of Nagaland is mountainous. The climate here is mild and generally warm and temperate. Forests cover about one-sixth of Nagaland. The Nagas form 16 major tribes, as well as numerous sub-tribes. And each one has a specific geographic distribution. Though they share many cultural traits, the tribes have maintained a high degree of isolation and lack cohesion as a single people. The Naga tribes lack a common language, and each tribe has its own dialects. Longleng is a district headquarters in Nagaland, is inhabited by the Phoms, one of the major tribes in Nagaland. The Phom are a Naga group settled between the Konyak in the northeast, the Aw in the west, and the Chang in the south. Phom means cloud. The name was given by their neighbors because their territory, hilly terrain in the Longyang area, always remained in cloud. The Phom called themselves Yungnule, referring to their legendary origin on the peak of the highest mountain in Phom land, Mount Yingyushang.
My name is M. Chungal. Phom population is 50 nearly peoples, and then electoral census, no? Now we have one district, Longleng.
He gives us a glimpse and the uniqueness of this tribe.
For further time, head hunting, those who are, you know, killed, no? People like big festival, Monigo. We are called Monigo. At that time, a hero, to make hero. That is the significance of skeleton, no? And then during headhunting is fear.
Dance and music is part and parcel of Phom tribe, like their sister tribes.
Konyak and Phom is same date, same month celebrate their big festival morning. It is harvest after, what's preparing is ready to, ready after, we are, see, Ganvian Sash morning festival. Theme of the songs, sometime when jungle cutting, at that time another point to the song, and then in different view, like during festival, during jungle cutting, during somebody rich man dying, at that time rock drum also produce different song, and then common social gathering like meeting, at that time rock drum also different song. Oh, ula, niyo, anye, anye, lang miyo. Yes, this is a social greeting, and then it's good opportunity. Purpose day is called ulang miyo.
The dress and shawl worn by the Phom tribe have several patterns that indicate their uniqueness.
From my tribe, we are wearing same color and female, and same color for male. It is one color. Common tracing, no? For male and female is a role recognition we have, and then price also like that.
Presbyterian Shei Gai Jo, Lo Bu Mong Yi Chu Nang, Charismatic Shei Yi Tu, Lenai Wong Kishu Long, Shi Jo Nung Ke Bam Bani.
Last but not the least, Morungs, a prominent village institution, a community house or dormitory for young unmarried men, is also part and parcel of Phom tribe.
Morung means the social gathering place is called a Morung. In every village, there is Morung. And then social gathering for father from the beginnings of for father gather and sharing and whatever work and whatever role it's also made from Morung. And the social gathering place is called a Morung. And Phom dialects, Bang means Morung.
Shrimati Helen Giri is a distinguished folk artist from Meghalaya, known for her lifelong dedication to preserving and promoting Khasi dance and music. A top-grade folk singer of All India Radio, she has brought the vibrant sounds of Khasi traditions to national audiences, organized cultural festivals and supported local craftsmen, keeping the rhythm of Meghalaya's heritage alive for generations to come. For her outstanding contribution, Shrimati Helen Giri has been honored with the Padma Shri and the Sangeet Natak Academy Award for her work in folk and traditional music. Here, she talks about the rhythm of Meghalaya.
Do we define the rhythm of India only in the context of music or dance, verse or prose, color or form, to a performer, a painter, a lover of art? Rhythm is a process characterized by the regular or harmonious recurrence of a beat, sound, action, or development. We have the rhythm of the human pulse, the rhythm of the seasons, the rhythm of speech, the rhythm in color or form, the rhythm of a play, the rhythm of dance, the cadenced flow of sound as determined by the accented or unaccented syllables. In rhythm, man can enjoy and perceive the aesthetics and the realities of beauty that a piece of art can give. Do away with rhythm, one stumbles and falls. The rhythm of India conceives of a perfect unity woven and wrapped together under the warmth and banner of one great India. Amidst diversity in culture, language, mode of life, food habits, religious beliefs and sentiments, festivals varying from uncouth folk to organized folk, art forms of traditional and classical values, again, India, with its geographical variations from places with highest rainfall to dry desert areas, from cold and snow-capped areas to those with burning heat. This speaks of unity in diversity. The rhythm of India covers the whole personality of a true Indian. Meghalaya, the abode of the clouds, embraces three geographical segments: Garo Hills, Jayanti Hills, and Khasi Hills. It came into existence first as an autonomous state within Assam on 2nd April 1970, and then attained full statehood on 21st January 1972. Meghalaya, as the name implies, is a patch of beauty and grace, nestled amidst the abounding natural surroundings. The hills of Meghalaya provide the essence of rhythm and beauty. Overlooking the rolling grasslands, one takes pride in the God-gifted landscape, the meandering rivers, the valleys with deep gorges and precipitous ravines, each having an abundant source of folklore behind which the history of the people can be reconstructed. The thrilling wildlife, the crystal streams and hot springs all add to the inexhaustible stock of natural beauty. Abounding in magnificent cascading waterfalls, fringed with a wide variety of beautiful ferns, moss and orchids, rhododendrons and a large number of monoliths, table stones and cromlechs, we are sure each citizen of the state is being taught to accept the rhythm of nature and that it ought to be preserved. The state of Meghalaya has Shillong, presently the capital, and also the historical capital and an administrative center during the colonial period. We are reminded, dear listeners, that Shillong is being named after the great Shillong Peak, which is the source of the 9 important rivers which still feed the people. Shillong native state historically evolved as part of the state formation process, but sad enough bifurcated by the British into Khairum and Malay during the resistance movement. The myths and legends surrounding the Shillong deity, Ulay Shillong, are still held in high esteem by the people. The Marai cave tells of the origin of female dance on the female beach with a female drum, Kaksingantay. In Khasi and Jayanti Hills, the use of male drums and female drums speaks volumes of the egalitarian concept that both the man and the woman have a role to play in the hearth, the clan and the society. The dancing arena during every festival, with the maidens being surrounded and flanked by male dancers, to the rhythm of the different and successive change of drum beats, signify not only the rhythm in music and dance, but also the rhythm in life. The Wangala festival of the Garos, with the female dancers being flanked by male dancers, also give the same message to the people. Every folk festival, whether in an organized or unorganized form, teaches Meghalaya to learn the rhythm of joy, oneness, peace and goodwill that our forefathers have taught us. The Guru Shisha Parampara still exists today, though in the local context. The bachelor's dormitory or the Nokpante, though it may be vanishing or dying, yet the concept of the rhythm of Garo Hills through the Nokpante remains in the minds and hearts of the people. The educated youths of the state are aware that the cultural roots of the state should be preserved. A proper understanding of one's own culture and tradition, and also respect for other cultures within the state, will strengthen the rhythm of Meghalaya. As has been said earlier, Shillong, the capital, has developed tremendously ever since the British days in education, economy, and many other aspects. Shillong has become a great cosmopolitan center of Northeast. Meghalaya, or any state whatsoever, cannot grow in isolation. It cannot march and forge ahead in tune with others if it is devoid of rhythm. The great Indian culture, which has attained its present stature, will lose the flavor of the correct rhythm if all the states do not come forward to contribute towards that goal. The regional cultures are like small living streams flowing towards the big ocean of India. Nature has taught the rhythm of the four seasons, the rhythm of man's life from childhood to old age. Yet, the rhythm of thought and goodwill, love and understanding, compassion and humility reign supreme. Meghalaya will stand erect, a patch of beauty and grace. The rhythm of the abode of the clouds will flow.
This brings us to the close of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take care of yourself.
Don't you shall have
folks, now enjoy the heartfelt melody of Dil Hai Ab Meghalaya, a soulful track that celebrates the beauty of Meghalaya. Brought to life by the talented composer and emerging vocalist Nitin. We come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us again next week, same day, same time, for more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take good care of yourself.
तो सुन लो है हम झरनों की दुनिया में हे 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 मेघालय हे 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 मेघालय प्यारा
The program was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.